It's Tuesday, August 23rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Back on March 16, 2021, Chinese police raided a Bible study conducted at Guiyang Rinnai Reform Church when an elder of the church, Zhang Chun Li, attempted to negotiate the release of the church members arrested. He was detained as well. Unbelievably, he has remained in custody now for a year and a half. International Christian Concern reports that earlier this month, Chun Li was officially charged with, quote, inciting subversion of state power and fraud, end quote. His last tweet included the words, quote, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, end quote. The man most responsible for COVID-19 restrictions here in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is stepping down from his post in December, reports CNBC. Fauci, age 81, is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and President Biden's chief medical advisor. His salary, $480,654 per year, surpasses the president, making him the highest paid among the 4.3 million federal employees. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tweeted, quote, Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. He will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussions he participated in concerning the lab leak, end quote. Following Taiwan and Thailand, now Singapore has also legalized unnatural relations between two men, reports Reuters. On Sunday night, Prime Minister Li Lung announced the decision on national television to discontinue a British law dating back into the 19th century.
The government will repeal Section 377A and decriminalize sex between men. I believe this is the right thing to do and something that most Singaporeans will now accept.
After 2 full years of school closures due to COVID-19 fears, Filipino schools are finally opening up in-person classes. UNICEF reports that Bangladesh, the Philippines, and Panama have kept schools closed the longest of all nations in the world. Prayer and Bible reading are still against the law in American government schools, but Texas public schools and institutions of higher learning will be displaying, quote, a durable poster or framed copy, end quote, of our national motto, In God We Trust. The motto will be displayed, quote, in a conspicuous place in each building of the school, end quote. Posters will also feature an American flag and the state flag of Texas. Psalm 118, verse 9 reminds us, quote, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Official figures are finally in for Britain's economy in 2020. The once great nation-state slipped 11%. That's more than any other major nation and the largest slip since 1709. Recovery is lagging as well. Now, Britain's second quarter gross domestic product appears to have gone negative, with first estimates at negative 0.1%. The real estate bubble is popping now. Here in the United States, we're facing a 20% drop in existing home sales year over year. Fox Business said that's the most precipitous decline in two decades. 21% of sellers dropped their asking price in July. In just the last 6 months, San Francisco median home prices have dipped to 2018 levels, reports WolfStreet.com. And the average 30-year mortgage rate is back up to 5.8% after a slight dip in early August. The NASDAQ stock index is off 800 points in the last week, a 6% drop from its August peak. Bitcoin followed, now registering 21,000 and change. That's a 14% drop from its August peak. In God's good providence, the Great Barrier Reef is doing better than ever, reports Cornwall Alliance. All climate change naysayers aside, the Australian Institute of Marine Science reports that the reef has roughly 20% more coral than last year for another record year. Coral now covers 34% of the seabed, double the lowest coverage recorded as 12% in 2012. That makes for the best coverage in recorded history. And finally, an 8-year-old boy found a fossilized tooth of a gigantic shark, the Angustidens, on a South Carolina beach earlier in August, reports Fox News. The 4 3/4-inch long tooth probably belonged to a 30-foot shark that swam the waters around the time of Noah's flood some 4,400 years ago. In Genesis 6, verses 7 and 8, the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.